class. Class of class.
Yes, sir, yes.
All right, folks. Welcome back to an episode of Bourbon and...
Boxed Wine.
How are you, Anderson?
I'm fantastic. And yourself?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. We made it through our state testing week last week.
Whew, that was exhausting.
It was. I'd rather be teaching.
Yep.
I mean, I know we walk around and monitor, but at least I wasn't a monitor like in the hallway. God, that's got to be boring as hell.
Oh, I know.
I remember the years that I had to do it before I was a teacher. The day would just go so slow. I hated it. A Fiorello. Oh, man, get away from the wire, stupid cat. But they did it. Most of the kids were there. You know, only had a couple absent. They had to do some makeup stuff, but that was it. And we got 17 and a half days left of school.
Very nice. What are you drinking over there?
Oh, why'd you ask me that? Well, finally just clicked. Well, I am drinking, I don't know what you would call it. I guess you could call it a Shirley Temple. Basically, I made myself, it's my bourbon sour without the bourbon. I just added LaCroix, not sponsored. So I did some tonic water in it. It's so good. I just want to do a 10-day challenge because last weekend I got sick, but from a stomach bug or virus.
Right.
And it was a horrible, horrible weekend. So I didn't have anything for like 4 or 5 days. I said, well, let me just do this 10-day challenge. So tomorrow will be 10 days.
Very nice.
Yeah. So I said, you know what? I'm just going to do it just for the heck of it. Oh, speaking of tomorrow, folks out there, I think Bourbon and Box Wine, I think we're going to, Anderson and I are going to record on Mondays now, right?
Yeah.
Mondays, and then we'll release the episode on Tuesday. So in the future, if you want to look for the episode, expect it on Tuesday mornings. All right. So, anything else? Anything else you want to discuss with the fine folks out there in the world?
I don't think so.
Well, let's see. So, we've got, as I said, we got 17 and a half days coming left of school. So, you know, that in between that time, we'll have another episode, couple of Fact Lounge gossips. And
yeah,
then, you know, we'll take a break during the summer. Maybe do like once a month thing or something like that. Oh, my God, cat, get out of the way.
So I can't wait.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic. Cannot wait. So we got episode 27. We have entitled this Four Walls. I said, you know what? Anderson and I were brainstorming. I said, you know what? Let's talk about what's on our walls for the good folks out there. Might spark someone's brain for their classroom. So when you're in your classroom, Anderson, you're standing at the back and you're facing the front wall. Front left. What you got?
Front left. On the front left wall, I decided to hang up. I used some of those, I don't know the brand name. It's like the things you peel the back off and stick it to the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Not Avery. I can't think of the brand name of them. Anyway, and they're hooks.
Yeah.
And I hung my chart paper on the wall right there because I have a lot of it and I didn't know where to put it. And I can't, like, take it out and lay it on something every time. So I have my chart paper hung up. Then I have a bulletin board that with question stems for math talk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Math talk. Give us some examples of math talk.
My strategy was this because, or I agree with so-and-so because, or I disagree, you know, those kind of examples of stems for talking in math.
Yeah, so it sounds like a ELA version of kind of like accountable talk.
Yeah.
Sort of, I guess, kind of backing up
just
your
get them chatting and talking about, you know, how they solved it, because there's more than one way.
So front left corner of my room, I guess you would say, I've got pictures. It's like every year when we do class pictures, if they give me one, I've got pictures from my first year. So I just keep doing a collage.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like my coffee corner.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So that's where I have my Nespresso machine, not sponsored. My whole wall there is covered because the kids know I love coffee. They keep, it's like coffee man, coffee time. All these signs they've given me over the years, I just keep taping up there on the wall. So it's eventually just covering that entire side. And that's where my desk is.
Yeah.
So that's my teacher desk. And then I've got my teacher pin board. It's got pictures and then just stuff on it. So in the middle of the front wall, that's where I've got my Promethean board. And then above that board, it's got a sign that says, follow your dreams. And so continuing down that front wall, I've got a whiteboard. And that's where I usually write just really nothing, just the date. And I might write on that a few just throughout the day, but nothing much. My digital clock. Because, yes, I get tired of the kids asking me what time it is. What time is it? Well, I'm like, you have a Chromebook. Look at the analog clock. I don't know how to tell time on that. I'm like, you should. And going down to the right, and then I'll bring it back to you. I've got my Project Read written expression. I had to look that up in a little bit. I meant to look up for our fun facts. So Project Read written expression is kind of like diagramming sentences and not just diagramming, but if I can diagram it, I recognize the shapes. So therefore I can recognize the makeup of the sentence and then I understand the sentence. So that's what I got.
Hmm.
What's the rest of your front wall got? Math science lady?
Well, it's similar. Our rooms are the same, except our smart boards are a little different.
Yeah.
Because I want to put my desk on that side where yours is,
yeah.
But the cord won't reach to the smart board because the air conditioning's right there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird. I wonder why.
I know.
Yeah, that's odd that yours.
It's just a little bit over. Well, so I have my desk, my stand-up desk, which I love, in the front right corner. And then a wall there of all of our class pictures. Pictures of the kids from my first year there. Love all of those pictures. Pictures that the kids drew for me. I'm running out of space.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll just say, okay, thank you, and then I'll tuck it away in the bottom of my file cabinet.
I've got a folder that I put them in every year. And when that at the end of the year, I put it in a filing cabinet. So I've got like 10 folders of just artwork and notes or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here we are, middle of the room, right wall. What you got? Right wall, go for it.
The right wall is a whiteboard, my cart behind my desk that holds all my personal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Whiteboard, I write the day's agenda on there, so they know what we're doing.
Me no get an agenda. That's an office quote. From The Office, Michael Scott. Me no get an agenda. Then why isn't it in my hand, Pam? Because you threw it in the special filing cabinet called the trash can. Well, starting on my right wall, that's where I have my vocabulary. Mm-hmm. I do Word Power Plus, so that's where I put my vocab lesson. I've got like my sign that says early finisher work, bathroom signal. There's a poster way up high that talks about has all their pullouts for the day, the rules of the classroom. And then, yeah, I've got another whiteboard, and that's why I write their procedure. So every time my kids come in, they see 1 down to 8, like, or 9. That's what we're doing. And that's why I write my I can statements. Like, I can show comprehension by doing this, or I can compare and contrast. I can, you know, tell the theme of the chapter 16, you know, something like that. So that's what I do that. And there's the flag where we say our Pledge of Allegiance in my filing cabinet that I hardly use. And then, my ponytail palm is there on the right side of the room. Anything else on your right side of the room?
Nope. The garbage.
Garbage. Yeah, your garbage full of plastic bottles because you don't recycle. All right, so here we go. The back wall. What you got, Anderson?
Back right, I have my classroom leadership roles, mm-hmm. which are kind of like class jobs. I made it so where I can write on it in Expo Marker. And then I have cabinets, and on the cabinets I did multiplication masters because...
Oh, and you got the pics of the kids holding up stuff.
Because we don't... That's like... They're supposed to already know multiplication facts when they come to us.
Right.
But so many of them don't. So I started this thing where if you master them all, and I have... There's a website where you can take like the twos and then the threes, and it shows me that it's 100%. And so I made big numbers, 2 all the way through 12. And each one, they show me that they got 100 on. They get to write their name on it, on the number. And then when they do all of them, they get a certificate and they get their picture taken. And they get to be on the newsletter that I send home. And I've, some people, you know, it really helped. Some kids want to do it. Others still didn't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know the ones that want to do it or will do it, like, don't need it, right?
Exactly. Yeah. That's usually how it is.
All right, so back wall for me, that's where I've got my birthday chart. I only do it from my homeroom. So when it's a birthday, I give them a bag of chips. I still had this up from you. Remember the suitcases?
Oh, yeah.
Where did you get that idea?
Gosh, that was so long ago. I don't even remember.
So to explain the suitcases, folks, there's 12 cutouts that look like suitcases, and each one has a number. And behind it is a word that comes from whatever anchor text. It might have like a character name or just a certain vocab word. And so what they have to do is like, where are you going? So they go choose a 4 and whatever's behind it. Let's just say it says Medusa. And then they have to match that word with one of our real vocab words and create a complete sentence showing comprehension. So I got that from you. And this kid still use it. And sometimes we'll do that. And if they get it right, we do like Bean Boozled.
Oh, yeah.
You know, get a nasty jelly bean. And then the other back wall, it's my visual wall. So it starts with the unit goal and then it ends with the culminating writing task. And then I have arrows. It's called like a visual wall. So it shows where are we going? Why do we do this? And it's just shows the kids, and I put up their work, and it like shows them, well, why are we doing this page? Oh, this is leading to the culminating writing task. So that's the back wall. And I have like, it's basically like a bunch of cupboards is what that is, storage stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then towards the back right is when it's like all like our school pride stuff, the mission statements, accountability talk, like I hear what you're saying, or you're really good at yada yada yada, you know, those things it wants to do,
right?
So it's just learning how to talk to one another. It's a mission statement the kids came up with, and they all signed it with their fingerprints. There's my puppets, my microwave, and then at the back right is my little library, which says all I want is, wait, what's it say? All I want is something, I can't read it, love, and a library bigger than the Grand Canyon.
Nice.
Anything else on your back wall?
I have my big bulletin board, that's science.
Mm-hmm.
Science stuff, countertop back there for pencil sharpener, where my snake is, which I'm bringing her back tomorrow.
The white one?
No, the
the king snake?
The king snake.
Oh, like Bobo, Bobalulo or something?
Lulu.
Lulu. But that's not the big name. What's the big name?
Lulu the Danger Noodle.
Oh, I thought it had like some weird name that was in Japanese.
Oh, that's the white one.
Oh, okay.
Babarugamu.
Babarugamu. That's Japanese?
That's what...
It's not Indian? Babarugamu.
That's what Google translates it.
All right, last wall. I got windows, all the cubbies. And that's the social studies wall. I have one damn map on the wall. There we go. Boom, social studies done. It's a brand new map they gave us.
Ooh.
And that's it. I used to have the presidents up, but it needs to be updated. I just tore it down. So I've just got one damn big wall. And that's it. That's all I got. Oh, speaking of written expression, I wanted to say, I was trying to find out who created it, but I would have to do more digging. But it's called Framing Your Thoughts. It's mainly written expression. It's mainly for our dyslexic kids.
Mm-hmm.
But it really helps them because for dyslexia, you can, you know, wrap their mind around what they're seeing, and it just really helps. But I use it whole class.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, it really, of course, then once you have the kids go right, then they, everything you just taught them flies out the window sometimes. It's like, oh, why didn't you write with wonderful figurative language that we just did for like 3 weeks? I don't know.
Because they don't listen.
Run, Spot, run. Run, Jane, run. See, Jane, run. Great kid, that's great. I'm kidding, they write better than that. So that's it. I just want to do something a little, just a little different. Four walls. Is there anything, since we're getting towards the end, Anderson, anything you would change? You already know you're going to change or update?
I don't know.
I'm going to move some posters around. I've got like, I might take everything down and paint. I don't know.
I want to too, but I'm trying to wait to see if we're moving or not.
Oh, like moving. Oh, you think that might happen? Moving the hallways?
I don't know. I hope so. Really? I do like being in our hole.
Yeah.
But I don't like being disconnected from the rest of fourth grade.
Right. And it does. I mean, it does show. I mean, it would be, we're so, you know, I would be much more inclined to walk down and go talk to the other ELA teachers. But, I mean, I have gone upstairs a few times. But, yeah, it is different. You're separated.
It is. And, you know, there's enough rooms.
Plenty of room.
There's plenty of rooms in that old building, and I wish we could be together. Plus, I'm sick and tired of walking down that brick hallway, having to walk on eggshells.
Oh, because the music teacher's screaming their head off?
Freaking.
Because the kids were talking and interrupted sound of
whispering.
Music.
Whispering.
God. Oh, my God, you're exactly right. He does come flying out of there, doesn't he?
Like, we wouldn't have to worry about that.
Yeah, it would be nice. And, like, if a kid, you know, gets hurt, you know how a few weeks ago she couldn't go up the stairs
because
she had her foot in a cast, so she had to go to our room for, like, 3 weeks, and we weren't even the main teachers. So that would take care of that problem, too.
I mean, it can't be any worse than it is for them, for their current classrooms or for ours.
Oh, I know.
I had a classroom over there my first year, and it was nice.
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't be hard for me to move. I'm pretty good at keeping everything.
Yeah, I have everything organized.
You know, but some of those rooms have exposed brick. Nice.
Mm.
That would be nice. I wouldn't mind moving. Well, yeah, I think I would love to paint or just move a few things around. But anyway, I don't know. All right. Anything else to say, Anderson?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. That was just something, you know, quick and easy and fun. Teachers out there, if you want to share what you have on your walls, anything you might want to add. I do try not to do too much on the walls.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it to be overwhelming. I think I'm in that happy medium, I think. I mean, there's stuff you got to put up. You just got to put up. You can't help it. You know.
Yes. Oh, I forgot to mention my basketball goal.
Oh, you do have that basketball goal up.
I love it.
Is it still up right now?
Mm-hmm.
Have they even played it? Because usually sometimes I can hear them playing.
Yeah, really? Every now and then. Well, of course, the fifth grade kids come back and visit me some mornings and they'll play it.
Yeah.
But it's like a reward thing.
They haven't played in a while. They haven't gotten rewarded.
Your class had never played it.
I'm not surprised. I'm not a bit surprised they haven't been rewarded with it. Mm-mm-mm. Well, all right, folks. Well, that's all we got for you. I hope y'all enjoy. I hope y'all had a good Earth Day. Oh, look up, Anderson. What's today? What's today's calendar tomorrow?
Let's see.
Let's see what that is. So while Anderson's looking that up, y'all remember to like, subscribe, just press that share button. Share it with your family, your friends. Give us a little rating. Go to Patreon, sign up, get some merch. And I hope y'all had a good Earth Day. So what's today's little silly calendar thing they come up with?
Why can't I find it? What do you call that? Today's date?
Today is the 29th.
29th of April.
Okay, April 29th is International Dance Day.
Ooh, International Dance. So in a little bit, you want to do the salsa or something?
Not really.
Well, we can do that Russian dance where you squat and kick.
Oh, yeah.
I'll get one kick and fall.
National Shrimp Scampi Day.
Ooh, Shrimp Scampi, that sounds good.
Zipper Day.
All of this is for day?
Uh-huh.
What about tomorrow?
And National Arugula Day.
Ooh, I like arugula.
Yeah.
Arugula good.
Not arugula. Arugula.
Oh.
It's like a cookie, I think.
Oh,
or
okay.
A little pastry or something.
Oh, I thought. What's tomorrow so we can get ready?
Let's see. Tomorrow is April 30th, the last day of the month. Boy, once we get into May, that's when you know the end's near.
You got that right.
I love it.
Our Confederate jasmine has bloomed. When you smell that beautiful, wonderful smell, you know the end of school is coming to a close.
Oh, April 30th is International Jazz Day.
Ooh, sounds good. Why's it got to be international?
I don't know.
I mean, there's jazz in, you know, in the South. I guess I have to look up some international. Well, I will play some jazz music tomorrow.
Oh, it's something with a pet.
Uh-oh. Fiorello, what can I do with you, my man? Kitty, kitty, my man.
Healthy Kids Day. It's the last day of Passover. Military Brat Day. Mr. Potato Head Day.
Oh, I don't have a Mr. Potato Head.
Oh, that's what it is. National Adopt a Shelter Pet Day.
Well, I've got three. That's enough.
I know.
Adopt.
I would adopt them all if I could.
Do spiders count, Anderson? Go adopt you another spider. Make it what, number 16?
Oh, yeah. Jesus. I would if they were up for adoption.
All right, folks. So you got plenty of ideas out there. So go celebrate one. Go get some, listen to some jazz music. Get you some either arugula or arugula cookies. Passover, I guess you can wipe the blood off the door. You'll be safe. All right. So remember to just breathe.
Work hard.
And
love what you do. Look at a cat.